views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today, and every third Wednesday of the month seems to be my monthly gig, and I'm so enjoying this. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition, that sort of thing that we don't really know what it is or where it comes from, but that information that lies within, to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at thetransformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network if you are listening later. And if you want to find the archives of this show, you can also check out, you know, today's in particular, you can check out karenbetten.com, B-E-T-T-E-N. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, if you so desire, to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I am so excited to be working yet again with the amazing Anne-Marie McQuaid. Anne-Marie has a bachelor's degree in speech pathology and audiology and a master's degree in special education. She has 25 years of experience working with children and young adults of all ages and abilities. Anne-Marie is also an energy healing practitioner utilizing modalities such as Reiki and body talk. She has three children of her own, ages 18, 14, and 12. And I've been working with Anne-Marie for the last 3 months where we've been exploring different topics and challenging the framework of which many of us are operating under to perhaps dissolve, ameliorate, and expand into something new. And I really am really enjoying it. And I wanted to give a grand old welcome to you, Anne-Marie. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Karen. I'm so excited to be here again. This is just so exciting. And talking about this cool topic, I could probably go on and on and on and on and on. So if I don't complete one sentence, just remind me to slow down. There's so many things, right? But thank you so much for having me. This has become something that I look forward to. Just all of these cool new changes and ideas and perceptions just are exciting, right? I mean, just so exciting to... explore this with you and everyone who's out there listening and open to these changes and seeing things in different light, you know. Very cool. So thank you for having me.
We really had a great experience last month, right? When we were on at the end of it, we did a little bit of held observation and openness to provide a platform where children and mothers and families could open up to a new an expanded information exchange that will perhaps bring about a reality that helps us to deal with some of the challenges that are current in our, particularly in the United States, with a lot of the stuff going on at the borders and all of that. And what was really cool is after we did it, a couple hours later, there was an announcement made that the administration was reversing one of the primary orders that was creating some of the challenges. Now, of course, that's not the end-all be-all to the solution, and all the layers continue to unravel. But what we want to continue to invite the community and each other, right? This is why Anne-Marie and I do this, is because we're all in this together. There's nothing that we know that you don't know. And by exploring this, meaning we all have an inner wisdom that we can access, and half the time it's our belief that it's not there that influences and sabotages our ability to reach it. So sometimes Anne-Marie and I joke that when we're talking together, things just kind of come through out of nowhere. And I'm sure you all out there in the community have had that experience where you're talking to someone and you actually are listening to yourself saying, wow, I don't even know where this is coming from. This sounds pretty amazing. And one of the prevailing ideas of that is what we don't realize is if we back up a bit, we have these underlying principles that were developed in science really in the 17th century with such amazing philosophers and physicists as Newton that kind of see the body from a mechanistic viewpoint, right? That we are just a bunch of parts that are put together and are not dependent upon each other. And then to further that, we have that combined with a lot of the concepts that come from Descartes that essentially says that the mind is completely separate from the body. And if you go back and look at that, right, it's pretty impressive. And so this idea that we can have a spontaneous idea come through that we didn't create is pretty foundation blowing for most people, right? We like to believe that we unknowingly believe that our thoughts come out of our brain and out of our body. And therefore, if we come up with something that we quote unquote didn't really know or didn't even know how we were talking about it, it doesn't really jive with that foundational principle that so many of us, and primarily medical, and our world is operating from. Isn't that pretty astounding?
What? Are you kidding me? You mean it's not all me making this up in my head? And we're getting funny. It from somewhere else too?
Yeah.
I love it.
And I find that one of the prevailing thoughts that represents how deep this separation of the mind and body that many of us believe is happening comes from, and for me, it was really a process, right? I'm an ICU nurse, I'm a nurse practitioner, so I was heavy into the medical world and the medical dogma for a long period of time. And for myself and for a lot of my clients, I used to wrestle with, well, I want to go to the doctor and make sure that something is wrong so that I know it's not just in my mind. Right. And there's this funny little thing where we think there's a negative light that's put around something that's just in our mind, that we're supposed to be able to control that. Right. Well, that silly thing, you're letting your mind control you. That's your problem. And that's such an easy thing to change, which, right? Well, sure, you can change your mind right here on the spot. I can control my thoughts. I can have right now I'm thinking about this conversation we're having, but can I control other thoughts from coming in there? And a lot of people want to believe they can. Yes, of course I can control my thoughts. And then you might say to them, right, like, have you ever meditated? Some people have or haven't. And often meditation is this experience where we become very clearly aware that we cannot control our thoughts.
Yeah.
And so many of us that are wrestling with the yoga world and the sort of peace, love movement are like, dude, I cannot clear my thoughts whatsoever. And I laugh and we say, yeah, but we also think we can control our thoughts. So the newest science, you know, that has discovered, right, that physics has actually shown that our thoughts are not emanating from our brain or our body, are actually part of something that has lots of different names, but it's referred to as the field, meaning it's what we're tapping into, it's what we're resonating with, which has much more of an analogy like a radio, right? You know how a radio, you change the station and it tunes into a different frequency and it plays different music. Well, we work a lot like radios. Imagine that. We made radios in the image of actually how we work. Right? So you change the channel of what you are vibrating with and you suddenly have different thoughts. And a lot of people have this experience after an energy session. Like my client that was here yesterday, she was saying for the whole week to 10 days after my session, it was absolutely amazing. I could not believe how different I felt, how much more agile I could work, all of my thoughts were different, my outlook was different. And then slowly over time, the old patterning came back. And isn't that funny? Maybe some of us out there have had that experience where we feel like creating lasting change is difficult. And have you ever had that, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm still thinking back about, you know, we were talking about sort of downloading things and I'm picturing, what do you think? Like, is it sort of where we are taking information in from sort of, I pictured like a cloud, you know, almost like the computer cloud that we're connecting to certain things and depending on, like you're saying, you know, your frequency, you're talking about this woman and having this amazing experience. I think like a body talk session or an energy session changes the vibration or the frequency of our body mind. Mm-hmm. And so sort of that's kind of what I picture is that it's, those frequencies and those changes after experiencing moving energy through these modalities changes what we're tuning into. Is that sort
No, and it's funny because this word energy has such a charge in our world and it's kind of like love. It represents so many different things. It's hard to sort of wrap our heads around. But maybe what I can make an analogy for is it's sort of the fabric or the web that is giving rise to the body. Mm. Meaning, you know, our physical body is just not this happenstance collection of parts that are just moving together. It is actually every single part is interdependent with every other part, right? Like the digestive system can't function alone. It has a relationship with the cardiovascular system, the lymphatic system, the urinary system, and is dependent upon their functioning in order to work. Just like a great metaphor is an orchestra, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if each section is not in tune individually, but then collectively, the music sounds off.
Right.
And there's an underlying fabric of cohesion and interconnectedness and harmony that gives rise to the beautiful music. And the same thing is with our physical bodies and our minds and our spirits. And with that, I see that we do have a caller. So I'm so excited to bring this caller in right when we get back from the break. And hopefully we set the stage for having a slightly more deeper understanding of the potential that lies in something so woo-woo that we call it energy medicine. Mm-hmm. And we can talk a little bit more while we're interacting with the callers about how the science fully and 100% supports this. It just flies in the face of what we currently understand to be possible from as far and long ago as the 17th century. And people, it is time for change. And that is why our children are wired differently. We as parents are wired differently. We are doing things different. And I want to thank you all for enjoying us. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Karen Benton. I'm filling in for Colette today, and my guest is the fabulous Anne-Marie McQuaid. When we return, we will continue with this amazing talk on our unrealized potential for change. Call in 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shifts happen, and we're going to take the caller right when we come back. Thank you.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest is Anne-Marie McQuaid. I just kind of blurred that together. Before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our audience, Anne-Marie?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, and it is called Playing on Purpose on Facebook. And the email is Anne-Marie, A-N-N-E-M-A-R-I-E, at playingonpurpose.com.
Awesome. And for my information, which you can, of course, contact either one of us for any questions, is Karen Betten, KarenBetten.com. And then you can reach me via email at Karen@KarenBetten.com. So as promised, I believe, Carter, do we have a caller? Because I think we're going to start right in with that.
Yeah, Yulith, you are on the air on The Truth is Funny.
Hi, Yulis. Welcome to The Truth is Funny.
Thank you so much.
What do you have to share or comment or talk to us about?
So I wanted to ask you maybe the question because I've just switched. I'm an artist and I switched over. Well, I go back and forth between acrylic and oil, but I always find that when I go to oil painting, I have an allergic reaction to it. But I love it so much that I want to use it some more, but I have this reaction to it, and I can't quite, I was just hoping you could help me with that.
So what exactly is the reaction? How does it present itself?
I get very itchy. It's almost like hives.
All over your whole body or just part of your body?
Parts of my body, like my feet and my hands.
Okay. And this, and you said, just to clarify, it's a little hard to hear you, but I've got it down. I think we're going to be okay. This is with oils, not with acrylic, because you normally use acrylic, and then when you switch to oils, you have this reaction to it. Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. So I'm going to ask you on a scale of 0 to 10, just to kind of sort of set a parameter that we can use as a baseline, how much would you say this is bothering you? If 0 was not at all and 10 was, you know, a volcanic eruption of bothersomeness, what number would you give yourself?
I'd say about a 6, because I really want to move forward with my art. I'd like to be seen more.
Yeah. Yeah. Fabulous. Okay.
And I just had one quick question. Does it feel like, you know, not using this particular type of paint is actually limiting you from really expressing the way that you would like to? You would prefer to use this particular paint?
Yes, I prefer to because of the layering. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, Amory, and we're going to start moving, talking sort of spontaneously, and we might talk over each other. Amory, just go and spontaneously talk, and I will do the same thing. Because the first thing that's coming up is the layers to you, right? And that there's been an unconscious rejection of layers and aspects of your being that are sort of caught up in what we were talking about before. You know, the mechanistic understanding of how the human body and the world works. And, opening to honoring and nurturing and nourishing these non-physical aspects of your multidimensional nature. And that doesn't need to be by doing anything, right? I say that quote, like any activity, but rather exposing yourself to the expansive nature of what you can connect into with your mind. And what's interesting is the oil for me brings up an association with past experiences in our humanness, where oil was used for an expression of the sacredness, right? Which is kind of crazy, but this is where we're going. I don't know if you're religious, but it doesn't really matter. But an association, right? Like Mary Magdalene was the anointer, right? And when we anointed someone, they were given that was the ritual that brought forth, and everyone then recognized them as having powers, right? And there's a set of thought that believes that Jesus was given his powers through the anointing. Now, these are not the only figures in history that have that story. There are many other figures, but this is what's coming up. There's something about the oil that you are rejecting, as you said, being seen for the multidimensional nature that you offer this world. And I'm going to hand it over to Anne-Marie as I continue to work on it.
Yeah. What first came up when you were talking about it was, is sort of the self-imposed limitation that this expression or using this particular oil or type of paint, you know, I sort of see almost like a pot sort of simmering. It's like you have this incredible, beautiful talent that's just sitting right at the surface. And it's, you know, a subconscious or unconscious limitation that sort of to keep you small in a way, you know, whereas this could be this sort of explosion of this incredible talent that you'll be seen, like literally seen and figuratively seen in a different light, in a different way, in a bigger, more expansive way. And the physical reaction, because when you first started talking about it, I pictured, you know, hives on your hands and on your arms. And it's sort of just like, whoa, hold on a second. I can't go this big. I can't be this amazing. Hold on. I have to just kind of stay small with just this more limited modality. Not modality.
Separateness. Yeah. No, I'm so with you, right? So I want to ask you, what was your family like as far as accepting the arts as a career of value and worth?
There's no way that I would have been able to pursue this. There's no way.
So we're looking at
in finance.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Mars, right? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so it's like the collusion of these two worlds, and the oil is truly a representation of the collusion of the two worlds, and that inner conflict of what's real and what's not real, and sort of these rituals that we have from our childhood, whether that would be whatever. What kind of rituals do you get together with your family for? Are there celebrations that you engage with them? Like, I don't know, Christmas, or is it the Jewish holidays, or are there?
No, not really. I'm estranged from them.
Okay. Yeah. So exactly. So that's a piece of it, right? And it's about how do I integrate this, this solidness of needing to say, you know, the stagnancy of keeping those two worlds separate. Right? Value and worth is unrecognizably tethered to being mechanistically and tangibly present in this world based on the energies that you were connected to as a child. And as you are growing and changing and moving and opening to the integration of that, right? It's not right or wrong, because nor is the right or wrong of what you are moving into, but an integration of the two, right? An understanding of the mechanistic view that we are separate allows us to have a deeper understanding of how we are truly connected to everything. And it's being open to both aspects that allows those two to come together, cancel each other out, and become a form of light. So just take a nice breath for me as I imagine that kind of going up and down your spine. And then I'm going to ask you, Ulith, what number would you say you're at now when you think about this?
I'd say I've dropped to about a 4.
Yeah, that's where I got that you were at a 4. This will keep going further, but look how amazing, you know, Justin, how long have we been talking, 4 or 5 minutes, that there's been a shift and a change in it. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. We're here again next month if you want to check in, or you can check in with either one of us. But now keep in mind, right, you are always changing, right? And everything you touch is changing, and everything that you touch is changing you. So as we set the stage for the proliferation of this, the unveiling of the canceling out of these two polar forces, right, the mechanistic view and the interconnected view, it will continue to bring forth a new experience for you as you wake up each day and engage in life in each moment.
Thank you both so much. That is wonderful.
You are so welcome, and I look forward to however we connect next. Okay, so that was so fun, and isn't it crazy because time goes so fast? But I think it's time for a break now. So I am Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can find out about Colette's information. She has tons of events that are coming up at her website at thetruthisfunny.com. She's doing some amazing work with energetic shift classes, with the tails from the vector and with the dragon tails and all that. And check her out. And we're going to be right back to take your calls. We have another caller on the line that we're going to pull in right after the next break. Please call in 1-800-930-2819, because just like we said, you're not just changing for yourself, but you're impacting the community at large that is listening to this work. And together, we are interdependent upon each other to create the change we all desire in our lives. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I like that music. This is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today. And I have Anne-Marie McQuaid here with me. And we have been discussing, well, so many things, but really accessing our unrealized potential for change. We had that amazing caller, Euless, who brought forth a lot of us a real distinction between really the mechanistic view of looking at us, seeing ourselves as separate, and each of our body parts as being separate pieces of a unrelated puzzle versus this understanding of the interrelationship and the interdependence that everything has upon each other. Not just the interrelationship of our inner organs, endocrines, and body parts, but them to the environment around us, to the people around us, and that everything is dependent and cohesively connected to everything. So we're like a big web, right? Mm. We're like a big web of connection. And we can go into lots of examples of how that is, but one of them is, you know, we used to, you know, even just the idea of patenting an idea that comes out of the mechanistic view that was started by how the radio show started, right? With Newtonian physics and Descartes, where, you know, we believe that that was an emanation of our body and our mind, really of our mind, which is essentially disconnected from the body. These are the old beliefs from the 17th century. And that means if you have a thought, you can take ownership over it. But what we've run into in the course of the last, you know, even 500 years is that without talking to each other, people can have the same simultaneous discovery thought halfway across the world. And it's like, well, how did they think of it? Right. And we are connected and we can tap into that information, which seems wild and crazy if it's something you've never been exposed to. But we could talk for hours about the science that backs it up. But essentially, the new quantum physics principles show us that, you know, essentially how we see things is influenced by the person that's observing it. Right. So if you have an illness, the way you view that illness impacts how that illness shows up or any other thing in the world. And with that, I think, Carter, do we have another caller?
Yeah, Liz from San Diego. You're on the air on The Truth is Funny.
Hi, Liz. Welcome.
Hi, Liz.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, how can we help you or comment or whatever you might want to share?
I'm feeling very unsettled following a conversation with someone who has been a friend that I had yesterday, and that I've been feeling some discomfort in the friendship on and off for a long time. And in sharing, in my effort to maybe clear the air and share what I had distinguished was, you know, was troubling me, or where I, you know, felt I was not expressing myself. And even though we were both calm and loving, it was as if nothing I was saying was landing or being recognized. And I could not make any connection in a way. And then the I left kind of feeling like I had to admit there wasn't as much, for me in the friendship as for her. And anyway, it left with her feeling very devastated, which that would happen, but also sharing some things with me that she perceived that were so 180 degree different from how I saw myself in certain situations that it was sort of, you know, and quickly, not to get into a lot of story, but she referred to it a time recently where we had coffee at her request and we talked, and she said, in those times, you were talking like 80% of the time, and it, you know, it was all about you. And I was there, and there wasn't even anything for me to say. She may as well have been told me we met on the moon.
All right. Are you sure?
I mean, and it's not even to be sarcastic. It is genuinely, because I can take over a conversation. I know that. And so, in any way, it just is leaving me like not regretting anything I said or did, but you know, feeling disempowered, feeling like I you know, I'm powerless, that she's hurting, because she's hurting in her life right now anyway, and hurting from a perception of me that I don't feel like I have any control over. I should have said it differently, or maybe I could have, or maybe this could have been more clear. But I don't really know what is going on with me.
I can't
let it go.
So I feel like I got the gist of it, and there's many different directions we could go with this. Before we go, I can feel so many things popping up. Let's, you know, get a baseline of where you're at, right? So we have something to compare it to, because in our mechanistic view, it's very important to all of us to be able to prove to someone that something has changed, which you and I know, just like you were saying, you know, things have changed. Just because she's not perceiving it doesn't mean that it's not true, right? And we get to understand on a deeper level how we can live more deeply from that space. So look, I already started and I shouldn't have. Oh, give me a number. So from 0 to 10, okay. If 0 was, this is not bothering. 7, perfect. All right, I love it. Yeah, you can feel this is bringing up lots of stuff. Amory, feel free to pop in at any time you want, or if you have something to already jump in on, go right ahead. And I'm gonna feel. I have a challenging question that came up, but Amory, what do you have?
At some point you were describing, I think, your friend and her sort of seeing the situation in one particular way and you seeing it in another way, it's perception, right? And just where everyone's coming from. And just what came up was, you know, I sort of pictured, you know, these filters that we all have, these masks or these filters that we live from, you know, based on our experiences and our lives and our families and culture and where we went to school and all of these different consciousness issues I shouldn't say issues, but just things that are sort of part of who we are. And filters was what the word that kept popping into my head when you were talking about how it is that we can have two people seeing the same situation or being at the same place at the same time and talking or having a conversation, and it's perceived completely different. And so it's sort of like I see this. Oh gosh, it's almost like a veil or something that's sort of separating the two of you and where she's coming from and the filters that she sort of lives from at this point. Not that there's anything right or wrong about that, but it's just sort of different at this point. That's kind of how I picture the sort of veil in between you two that it's just like
separates the two.
The separation.
Perfect. Okay, I have a question for you. When have you been hurting in your life, and who did not show up for you? You don't have to tell me who it is, but you allow them to come up in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Times that you've been hurting in your life where people that were really important to you did not show up. Do you have an example in your head? You don't have to share it. If you want to, you can share it.
I mean, go back pretty far, but I can think of one.
Yeah, there's usually one that pops up right away, right? That there's still a little bit of a charge around it, right? Like you can feel it as if it was yesterday. Is that the one you have?
I think so. It's I'm not in touch with the charge that much, but it has come and gone.
So can you perhaps see that experience was happening for you and not to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now looking back, right, you could see that in that moment of that person not showing up for you, as difficult as it was, over time it changed the way you interact with the world, helped you see things differently, and ultimately altered the fabric upon which you engaged in needing other people or expecting or relying upon how other people show up for you to find your worth and value. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And can you also connect with the understanding that you showing up in your most authentic self, regardless of how someone sees you and perceives it, is the biggest gift you can give them? Someone who challenges you offers you an opportunity to grow more than someone that agrees with you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to just turn that around a little bit and offer you to shift your perception of what a gift you are to this woman by showing up in your true authentic self and disagreeing with her and planting a seed for her to then be more authentic in her own life. Whew. I have chills all over me. Are you with me? So we're going to take that up and down your entire spine. What's that?
I'm just very curious. It's hard for me to be with her pain, so I want to sort of make it less painful for her.
Yeah, right. Because and what that's bringing up is pain that is in your body and mind. That is unprocessed. And we don't actually have to have a story with that. But here's the thing. It's not your job. And you do not have the power to move her pain through. That is only something that she can do.
Yeah.
Right? Because those issues and conflicts and challenges are for her just like those are for you. And so when you are find yourself bothered by her pain, guess what you do? Hold up the mirror and say, okay, where is the pain in me? And universe, show it to me. I don't need to see it today, maybe. Or perhaps I want to. So I'm going to ask you to take a nice deep breath. Because here's what happened when we take a deep breath in. Every time you take a deep breath in, your brain scans the higher frequencies of your body and can instantaneously, on the spot, make corrections for your incredible innate capacity to transform that pain and meet its equal and opposite charge, which is, goodness, what's the opposite of pain? Ease? Love? I don't know. There's no word for it, right? Lord, we don't focus on that in this world, do we? That's the next show. Let's come up with a word that's opposite for pain. I don't know if you got me. Throw it out there. I don't know. Whatever that word is, right? We haven't even created one. That's our future world. And where those two match together. And that's the transforming capacity of your body-mind. So as you take a deep breath in, every time you take a deep breath in from this moment, for the rest of today and all into tomorrow and every day from here on the rest of your life, you know, without understanding how, your body is transforming the higher frequencies that you may or may not be aware of in your emotions, your thoughts, your concepts, and your ideas, so that you can be more truly connected to your authentic self and your authentic nature and what you are here to engage in this life. So, breath.
Beautiful, beautiful release. That was,
yeah.
And thank you for sharing.
If you were to look at that 7, what number would you give it now?
Maybe 3, 3.5.
That's amazing. Yeah. And as I said before, that will keep changing, right? That's here in this moment. But you are, your body mind is a masterpiece of transformation, and it will continue to do this when provided the conditions that are most aligned for you. And today in this moment, it was calling in and being a vehicle for change for the entire community that is listening now and in the future and in the past, whatever it might be. What a gift you are to this world. And I applaud you and I thank you so much for sharing your vulnerable story with us here and participating in our ability together and collectively to create a new experience. And with that,
thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. We are having so much fun, but it's time to take a quick break and we will be right back on The Truth is Funny.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Perfect music post-transformation, wouldn't you say? So this is Karen Benton from The Truth is Funny. And you can reach me at Karen Benton, BETTEN.com. And my email is Karen@KarenBenton.com. I have been filling in for Colette today on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have been doing some pretty amazing collective transformation here as a group and participating with the amazing callers that we had sharing and exposing their own challenges and conflicts to provide the framework and the opportunity for each of us to experience our own transformation. And one of the things that we don't always recognize, but nurturing and nourishing and honoring ourselves, meaning allowing our life experiences to provide us the time and the opportunity to go inside and see what that experience is mirroring within us, right? Many of us get unknowingly caught up, and me too, on a daily basis, in the blame victim mentality, right? He did this to me, she did that to me, the checkout clerk was a jerk, and that happened to me yesterday, right? You get in blame mode. There's nothing wrong with blame mode, but what we want to build as a community is an equally, if not more powerful, paradigm that we can tap into that has an incredible ability to transform the experience by looking within our own landscape. And you saw with that last caller, how where she got to see the mirror reflection of how her challenge was giving her an opportunity to see unprocessed pain in her own body mind, and then utilizing her incredible potential to transform that pain in quite an easy fashion. And, I can hear it. People will say, oh, but does that mean it's not gone forever? There's still more in there. There's no way. And the thing is, there's layers to everything, but layers is an incomplete way of looking at it, meaning that was all she needed to do right here, right now, and today. And if more comes up later, it's just our belief that that's the same pain. It could be totally different and have a completely different influence. So, Anne-Marie, I wanted to ask you, was there anything that came up for you during that, any mirrors that you saw, or share your experience during today's show?
Yeah, no mirror at all.
I have nothing to, I am so not connected to that, right? Like
that never happens to me ever.
Right? You remember that thought that's like, well, thank God I don't have what she has, which is like the number one sign that we all are harboring somewhere unknowingly in our body mind, right? And that was a prevailing thought that I used to cope through a good bit of my life. And I still do sometimes, right? Like, yeah. My God, that's not me.
Right.
But that's like, when you're ready, that's a little light bulb that says, when you feel drawn, bring up the mirror.
Totally. That mirror is something else, isn't it? Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's like, well, thank goodness I don't have to think about that anymore. I'm so over that. And you're right. We're all in those same exact situations, not the same situations, but we have those same feelings within us. And it is a reflection. And what was coming up when she was talking, and this is something that I still, I won't say struggle with, but it's still something that isn't, a natural thought process. But when I think it's helpful to remember that another person's reaction or another person's interactions with you, it really has nothing to do with you. it really is, again, where they're coming from, what they've experienced, how they see things, all of these things that go into them as a person. And then, again, what we're bringing up, again, it has nothing to do with us.
Oh.
So that was sort of what I think the separateness in a way of what I was picturing when she was giving the details about the conversation. Separateness meaning that her friend's expression of what she was feeling wasn't really because of something this woman did or didn't do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense. But
I think that emanates from this sort of habit of cause and effect, right? Believing that there's one cause and one effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone might say, well, of course she had something to do with it. If she was there, it wouldn't have happened. So absolutely there's a piece, but it's not the sole factor or influence. There's never one factor or one influence,
Right.
They both had building experiences that swirled and moved and evolved and changed that led to that coming together. And that mirroring moment where, they saw each other and they were able to reflect their predominant beliefs that there wouldn't be coming up if they weren't ready to shave them a little bit, right? Like, and one woman, her issue could be that she wants to talk more and she feels like she can't. So how dare this one woman get to talk whenever she wants, right?
Right, right.
you know, right. or some woman who's being super successful and we cut her down because I've been told by my father that I couldn't be successful. You know, like my story might be I wasn't allowed to apply to all the colleges I wanted to. I was only allowed to go to that one college and I didn't even want to go. And so how dare someone have, you know, she can go to any college she wants and she doesn't even know how lucky she is.
Right. Oh, God, isn't that so true? Yes. Yeah. And the other bit that came up that was really, you know, coming from a place where I used to always want for people to be happy and to be, you know, I was like the quintessential people pleaser, you know? And so I was never honest because I didn't want to hurt anybody. You know, I wouldn't ever say what I really thought or what I really felt or what was really aligned for me in my authentic self because, oh gosh, I want to protect that person. That's my job is to protect their feelings, you know, and to make sure that anything I say doesn't even slightly kind of maybe hurt their feelings.
Talk about exhausting, right? Yeah. How exhausting is that? We have to constantly be scanning the people in our world to make sure they're okay so that we can edit our behavior if we believe that it's important to keep other people happy.
Totally.
Right? And the evolution of that is like, you know, for the work that we do, and we often share this, is that we might get better at it in one realm. Like, you know, maybe with our clients, we don't take on their stuff and we're certainly not there to please them. But, you know, I could talk to my brother and I could spend a half hour on the phone and just say, I just spent 30 minutes pleasing him the whole time. Yeah, this would be just yesterday. And then you laugh at yourself and you're like, yeah, that old stuff doesn't die too, you know, but it's awareness, right? And it's never about the stuff going away. Like that old belief of, well, thank goodness that's over. There's layers and evolutions to everything. And we can't step into something we're truly not ready to until we're ready to. And our mind has no control over when that happens. The poor thing.
Yeah. We're just along for the ride, right?
Which is so funny. Yeah. Which doesn't mean we can just sit on our floaty and wait for, you know, the world to sweep us up and those external forces. We still have to participate, but it's a dance and a balance between the two, which can be fun when we're doing things like we're doing. Mm. Well, Emery, thank you so much again for being on the show with us. I really love our exchange. The community is so lucky to have your powerful insight and the cohesiveness in the web which we weave is something I forever treasure. So want to share your website one last time?
Sure, yeah. You can find me on Facebook, Playing on Purpose, or email is AnneMarie, AnneMarie, at playingonpurpose.com. Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun. And I just, anytime I connect with you, is just such a gift. So thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. So, and I am Karen Betten, BETTEN.com. So it is always a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. A big thank you to Carter, as always. We love having you as the, I don't know, what's your title? You like make it all happen guy. And so all the callers, producer, yeah, sure. Director. I'm not certain about those terms, but you're awesome. So thank you so much. And all those amazing callers who share their stories. Colette will be back next week on Wednesday at 8 a.m. And bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.